Salutation. Clayton Morgridge for reading on Utopian Radical Hope, and also to our mole engineer, our great engineer, Joe Clement, who makes sure that things happen right. Thanks to all of you out there who support this station, since we live in, since we live stream and archive everything, all 24 hours a day of programming, we get support from all over the planet, mostly from Portland. Hope you folks do meet your responsibilities. Finally, you can hear this show or any part of it again or any of our previous shows or recommend us to your friends. Tell them to go on the web to cable and go to the top right, the search box, type Old Mole or Old Mole Variety Hour. Today's show should be up very soon, by tomorrow, maybe even this afternoon. Join us again next week for more news, views, reviews, and interviews from the Mole's Underground Perspective. I'm Bill Resnick, your host today, signing off.
Monday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m., Prison Pipeline will be hosting a Valentine's Day special. We will be reading your Valentine's shoutouts to your friends and loved ones. So whether you are locked up or your loved one is, we welcome you to mail or email us your Valentine's messages. Our address is 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Attention, Prison Pipeline. An email is kboppc@gmail.com. Then tune in and have your loved one tune in on Monday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. to hear your messages read live.
You're listening to 90.7 KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's Air Cascadia with Chris Andre, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein welcomes William DeBuys, describing his journey in search of Saulu, the first large land mammal discovered in 50 years. At 11:30, we'll have Voices for the Animals, and Ralph Nader will speak about his new book, Animal Envy. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
Monday, January 23rd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. If you really need to retreat from reality into that that dark forest of pixels that always awaits the unsure and those seeking virtual community, not real community, I should say. We're going to be speaking today with Jody McCaffrey on the fate of Jordan Cove, Coos Bay, and essentially the Oregon coast. I don't think it really doesn't seem that it has sunk in yet, judging by the comments, number of people, four people who've showed up at some of these meetings, how terribly dire the situation is. If we lose Jordan Cove, we've lost the West Coast. You won't be going to the beach. There won't be anything worth seeing in the way of beach. But then, of course, one can always just go online, right? And look at a picture of the beach, of where you used to camp. It'll be just fine. You'll sit in a cafe tapping away at the beach. Weather. Okay, well, we've got a slight chance of showers early on. And so they say the sun may be out, highs around 52, but tonight temperatures dropping down to 32 with light winds, and don't see much in the way of rain for this evening. For tomorrow, a slight chance of sprinkles and high around 42, light variable winds. And tomorrow night, slight chance of sprinkles again. Tomorrow, again, the same basically as we're looking at for the rest of Monday and continuing into Tuesday. Chilly at night up in the gorge, snow in places. Well, we'll be speaking with Jody in just a moment. There are a number of questions that are essential to clear up now, right early on at the beginning of this regime. A lot of differences now, of course, with Standing Rock. The tribal council passed a resolution to close the camps. It was a unanimous vote, and the tribe wants the encampments vacated by the 19th. Right now there's about 500 water protectors, and it's not sure how many of those will in fact leave. It's a village at this point. There are several reasons why the tribal council voted in this way to close the camps. Among the most urgent is that they are right smack dab in the middle. Don't forget, they're on the Cannonball River, and they're on a floodplain. And it's essential to get everything off the ground before water comes and redistributes human debris across the landscape. Human debris across the landscape is the constant battle that we all fight, or we all should be fighting, or we like to think we are fighting. So in the name of the floodplain, Standing Rock, it's in just one point on the map is gone. But many, many more points emerge across the country, especially now, when our earth is in such terrible jeopardy. There really is indeed a madman, and he has all the power in the world. He has the power to demolish the world just because his feelings might be hurt, just because someone challenges his reality bursting with lies. That's a thought, isn't it? This could have been stopped, too. At the march, the question that I asked everyone was, what next? Is this going to... People in Davos, people in the White House, all Trump and all of his advisors, all of his... all the people who put up their money to put him the way he is today, those people don't care about the march. They don't even... It's not even a little gnat bite. It's not even a gnat approaching them ready to bite. It means absolutely nothing to them. It's nice to get together, but loving everyone and praying and all that, it is not going to do any good at all. The time to stop this has passed. And the stakes are far higher now. The time to stop it is gone. That was the most important opportunity of the century, and we blew it. And it should hurt us. It will hurt us. Hopefully we'll be speaking with Jody in just a moment, because alone amongst everyone defending Jordan Cove, Jody McCaffrey is the lone woman standing. As we wait to speak with her, the inauguration of President Trump, as many people across the nation concern and the whole world is wondering how the United States is going to move forward as a world leader from this point. The United States has long since become somewhat diminished as far as leadership is concerned. It's still the most dangerous and unhinged country in the world, but as far as leadership's concerned, not much of that is left. Native people, though, have been down that road before. For 500 years, they've endured the invasion and endured horrific and failed terminations, assimilations, boarding school policies of federal government. And they fought the past administration's attack on Indian country and the environment, and they won. Since the Trump administration has not announced any Native policy positions, probably because First Nations are invisible to Trump, they look forward to the opportunity to work in partnership and educate others about Native rights. Make no mistake, they're firmly committed to continue to fight to protect Native rights and tribal sovereignty. That's the key word. And they stand by their commitment as modern-day warriors. We're going to talk now a little bit with Jody McCaffrey and see if we can't muster a few modern-day warriors on the coast to share the burden of defending our coastline from the fossil fuel industry. Good morning, Jody. Thank you so much for being back with us. You're certainly a loyal guest and generous with your time.
Yes, thanks for having me. As people know, FERC did deny the Jordan Cove project, and this was back in March of last year, and then Jordan Cove filed a request for rehearing, and FERC on December 9th denied that request. So basically, the project should be, in all
it should be closed.
The dead project. Yeah. But Jordan Cove has said, no, we're going to refile again with the FERC, which they have a right to do that. And in the meantime, what they're doing down here, they're still processing land use permits that were challenging several of those. And also they're trying to change the Coos County ordinance. So the next time around, it'll be easier for them to get their permits.
So in other words, they changed the law to suit their goals.
Well, this has been going on, yes, and this is a pretty significant. Today is actually the deadline to file comments. If you go and to the Coos County Planning Department website, and on the right-hand side of the website, you can click on applications for the year 2016, and it's under ordinance or file number A is an apple, M is a mango. -16-01, and that's an amendment to the ordinance. And today is the last day to file comments on the suggested amendment changes. And you can download what they're wanting to amend.
Tell us again the name of the amendment. The amendment they're seeking.
It's AM-16-01. Now this is a Coos County. There's some things that are okay in these changes, but in amongst all the okay things is stuff that they, for instance, this is to update the hazard maps and stuff, which is a good thing, but what they've left out is that hazardous facilities, as statewide planning goal 7 says that hazardous facilities are prohibited in natural hazard areas if the risk to the public cannot be mitigated, and Coos County is leaving that out completely because that would mean Jordan Cove would have to jump a bunch more hoops. Plus, there's some other changes that are basically being made that would help Jordan Cove get their permitting where they've had problems. Jordan Cove attorneys filed comments just ridiculous stuff, basically wanting no rules for the industrial zone. So we have to counter some of this to the commissioners. And
in a few minutes, now we just have about 30 seconds left. Can you briefly tell listeners, is there a format for filing comments? Is there a particular protocol?
Well, just make sure that you can go to the Coos County Planning Department webpage and get their email. You could email the comments in to them and make sure that you reference this AM-16-01. And basically, if people want to do that and tell them that hazardous facilities should be prohibited in natural hazard areas where the risk to the public cannot be mitigated, would be, that language should be in there as Goal 7 specifies.
Okay, that's great. We'll make sure that people have all of that information. Remember, listeners, this is the deadline. Think about it. This is the deadline for your coastline. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, January 23rd, 2017. Engineering for us today is Derek Crooks, also the AM News Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.
The fourth Monday of each month at 11:30 a.m. to Voices for the Animals.
We discuss the latest news and trends in the animal world
and the role of activism surrounding the issues of animal rights.
That's Voices for the Animals at 11:30 a.m. on the fourth Monday of each month on KBO.